For War News Radio at Swarthmore College, I'm Jay Clayton.
And I'm Sarah Morrell.
The Islamic State recently threatened to kill two Japanese hostages unless it received a $200 million ransom from the Japanese government within 72 hours. In a video released earlier this week, the two men were identified as Kenji Gato and Haruna Yukawa. Gato, a freelance journalist from Tokyo, was last known to be in Syria via his last Twitter post from October. Yukawa voluntarily traveled to Iraq and Syria last year after suffering through personal and economic hardships, with the intent of training with Syrian militants. The video referred to the $200 million non-military aid Japanese Prime Minister Shinzo Abe pledged to nations fighting the Islamic State in a visit to Cairo just days prior to the release of the tape. Prime Minister Abe ensured that the monetary pledge intended for humanitarian purposes would continue. Japan's foreign ministry is reviewing the video for authenticity, but Senior Vice Defense Minister Akira Sato has already expressed doubts about its validity.
Protesters in the Democratic Republic of the Congo say dozens have been killed this week in demonstrations against the delay of presidential elections. President Joseph Kabila proposed a bill to postpone the upcoming presidential election until after a national census is conducted. The opposition claims the census could take up to 3 years. Mr. Kabila is completing his second term after coming to power in 2001, following the assassination of his father. He was re-elected in 2006 and again in 2011, but cannot run for a third term by law. The European Union, United Nations, and Catholic Church are all calling for peace and timely elections.
Yemeni President Abed Rabu Mansour Hadi has resigned shortly after his government announced their plan to step down. For days, Houthi rebels, a Shiite militant group, have been in control of the presidential palace in Yemen's capital, Sana'a, even kidnapping the president's chief of staff. Earlier this week, the group agreed to release the chief of staff and withdraw from the capital if the government pledged to grant Houthis and other groups more political power in the constitution. The rebels breached the ceasefire, shelling the president's home and prompting the government resignations. They say they will seek a larger role in the current government rather than attempt a coup. A potential power vacuum could benefit Yemeni-based al-Qaeda in the Arabian Peninsula.
The chairman of the Senate Intelligence Committee, Senator Richard Burr, Republican of North Carolina, is demanding that the full-length report on CIA interrogation be returned to the Senate. Although the Senate released a 500-page executive summary in December, the full 6,900 pages of the report remain classified. The CIA, with the support of many Republicans in Congress, blocked the full document from being released to the public under the Freedom of Information Act. The White House has not yet responded to Senator Burr's request.
Saudi Arabia's King Abdullah has died at 90 years old. He had been in the hospital since December due to a lung infection, though his official cause of death is unknown. King Abdullah assumed the throne in 2005 and has been credited with ushering in moderate reforms concerning religious extremism and the rights of women. On many human rights issues, however, his record is highly controversial. Abdullah will be succeeded by his 79-year-old half-brother, Salman.
Our behind-the-scenes crew this week includes Amy DePiero, Matthew Donaghy, John Gagnon, Joelle Hajboutros, Sabrina Merold, Youngchen Min, Katie Montoya, Jerry Jin, Amber Sheth, Carlo Civilotti, Will Sullivan, and Lily Tyson. This week's show was produced by Joelle Hajboutros and Allison Raybar. I'm Sarah Morrell.
And I'm Jay Clayton. Until next time, thanks for listening.